The Gemara in Dafir Amud Aleph is dealing with Akasha, that there could be another 16th Erva that we could have in our Mishnah, and that is the case of Imai Anusas Aviv, that your brother married your mother, who is Anusas Aviv, and for him it would be mutter to do that, and now she's Neifel for you to Yibum, and that would be a case of Chipatas or Tzara. So the Gemara says that is good according to the Chachamim, but according to Rabbi Huda, who asks Imai Anusas Aviv, Rabbi Huda holds that your brother is not allowed to marry Anusas Aviv, so if you that, it can't be in the Mishnah, because it's he can never come to such a matzah because he's not allowed to marry Ima and Nusa Saviv. In fact, Marakasha, even Lefir Behuda, you can have in the Mishnah because we could say the Avar Venasiv. Maybe Anachinami, it's also for him to marry Ima and Nusa Saviv. But what happens if he did? He was Avar the Avera, he married Nusa Saviv, she's not full of fun of Leibum. And that could be a case where Ima could be Nefelis Lufneib Naleibum. And the Gemara answers the E like Katani. Our Mishnah is not saying cases of D, cases of Averis. We don't say cases of Averis. So since he can't have this case without an Avera, therefore it's not in the Mishnah. That's how the Gemara comes out according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Malbim in the Sefer Atzus HaChaim in Hilchot Tzitzis asks a very geshmak akash over here on the Gemara. He says that we're going over here in Shittas Rabbi Yehuda. Now Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasa, he holds that Suma is Patam in a Mitzvah, as the Gemara says in Baba Kama. So being that Suma is Patam in a Mitzvah, so we can have a case where Ima is Nefel as if Nebna without the E. We could say that his mother was a Suma and his brother was a Suma, so both of them are Patam in a Mitzvah. And therefore, he is allowed to marry Ima and Nisusaviv because both of them have no chiyuvim at all. So they're allowed to, there's no issur for him to marry Ima and Nisusaviv. And then he dies and she's neifel lifnei bina. And that could be a case of Ima and Nisusaviv without coming out into D'i. So l'chayra, it's straight from the Gemara. Why doesn't the Gemara say they could have a case without D'i when the mother and the son are both suman? And the Malbim wants to prove from here that this is a riot to the Shitas Achren, and that even Lefir Behuda, that Tzumah is Patmin HaMitzvahs, that's only from Mitzvahs Aseh. A Mitzvahs lets us say he would be Chayvin, and being that we're dealing with a Lav of Merang and Nusas Aviv, even a Behuda is might of it, a Tzumah is Chayv Alavin, and that's why the Gemara couldn't say such a case, because that would also be a case of De'i. So that Lechar is a Shtak riot to that side, that Tzumah is Chayv Alavin. The problem is that the Achrenim who hold that Tzumah is Patmin Alavin, Shitas and Behuda is like that, and it sounds like there are Rishonim like that as well. So if those Shitas, Tzumah is Patmin Alavin, why doesn't the Gemara say that we're talking about a case where the brother who's a Suma married the mother who's a Suma, and therefore he could have a case of Ima Anusas Aviv even without coming on to the E? That is Lechayra Kasha. So I was thinking to be Miyash of this, Behektim, another Kasha, a very Geshmaki Kasha that the Turiyavin asks. Turiyavin Chagigan Daf Tezvav Munalef, dealing with the Sugya of Bambati Ibra, he says, Lechayra, there could be another way where you could have Ima in a Fels Lefnei Bina without coming on to the E. As the Gemara is about to say, you could have a case of Yaakov Anas Kalasai Behalim Manaben. If Yaakov is Ba on his daughter-in-law, and then they have a son, and then he dies, and there's Nifel Lufnei Shimon, therefore you could have a case that the aim is Nefas Lufnei Bina. The Gemara ends up saying that's also not a good case, because it's a case of Isser. We don't want to have any case of Isser at all, but Fekta Turiyavin, you could have such a case without an Isser. Instead of saying that Yaakov was Anas Kalasai, which would be an Isser, why don't you just say that Yaakov was, that his kala was nisabar bambatia from Yaakov. In other words, the zera of Yaakov was in the ambatia, and the kala was nisabar from that zera, and therefore now you have a pregnancy from Yaakov, but there's no iser because there was no bia. So if it's true that there's a case of bambati ibra, if that's a valid case, like the Gemara's Mesupik over the Nchagiga, then l'chari can have a case of imain nafas ufnei b'na without coming on to an avera at all. There's no di, there's no avera, it's 100% mutter, because bambati ibra, there's no avera, he didn't do anything wrong. So why can't that be a case where aim is nafel sifnei b'na, and that should l'chayr be in the Mishnah? But now the Turiyavin blab shver in this kashi doesn't answer it. Pashas, you can answer this. I'll pee a, what's you do with it? There's a suffix in the chalkas mechaykik in the beginning of Ebenezer, whether a ben that's born bambati, is he b'nai l'chol davar or not? Does he have a din of your son l'chol davar, is mamish b'nai, or maybe l'gabe certain dinam, he does not have a din of your ben? He's specific about it. Other achrenim go l'kan l'kan, the zichar achrenim who hold that he's not considered b'nai l'chol davar. So if he's not b'nai l'chol davar, then he can answer the kasha very simply, that if he's b'nai l'chol davar, it's not considered b'nai l'gabi yibum, and therefore that would not be a valid case of yibum, because he's not really misyachas achar aviv, if he's misabr b'ambati. So that's good if you hold he's not misyachas achar aviv. But l'fid achanim will hold that if b'nai l'chol davar is b'nai l'chol davar, then it's hada kushal adukta. Why don't we say this case of ima nusas aviv when it's b'nai l'chol bambati? So I was thinking that perhaps you can be miyash of this. I'll piece something that Rashi says later on in Daf Ein Chesam and Alf. There's a similar Gemara. The Gemara says this klal of D'i like Ketani. The Mishnayos don't say cases of D, cases of Averis. And Rashi says the Pshat. He gives a little hezbo over there. He says, B'dibra Maschot, D'i la kasav kra. It's like Rashi, Midi da de avera kas, D'i la kasav kra. Zakt Rashi, what's the reason why Dilei Ketani? Not because the Mishnah is going on a pasuk over there, not because we don't want to say cases of Yisurim, but because a case by of Isser, by definition, is not Shchiach, and we don't want to say cases that are not Shchiach, we only want to say Shchiach Tiki cases. So it's mavur from Rashi that the Yisayt of Dilei Ketani is not because it's Aser, but because it's not Shchiach, and the Isser is not Shchiach. So if you that, Lachari can answer the Kash of the Turiyavin, that yeah, you could come up with a case where you could be Nisabim Ambati and there's no Isser, but being that that's not Shchiach, that also goes into E. Dilei Ketani says we're not seeing a case which is not Shchiach, and being Nisabim Ambati is Zichah not Shchiach, and therefore that also goes into the Dilei Ketani. And I found that the Arachane over here pretty much says this there, it's to answer the Kash of the Turiyavin, and also see Pesach and the Zagais over here says this idea to answer some Lakasha that Dilei Ketani is because it's Lashchiach. Mimela, such a case of Ambati would also be considered Lashchiach. But Al Kopanim and Kenim Hadvarim, if that's the Pshat, to answer the Turiyavin's Kasha that Dilei Ketani doesn't mean because of the Aver, but because it means because it's not Shchiach, then Lachai Lafi this, you could be Miyash of the Kasha of the Malbim as well. The Malbim is asking, why don't we say a case of Suma, married a Suma, and therefore you could have Imanus Esav of Beheta without any Averis, because Suma is Pater Min HaMitzvah. So we said if Suma is Chai Belavin, then it won't be a Kasha. But what if you hold Suma is Pater Min HaLavin, then Lachai it's a good Taina. And the Teretz is that even if Suma is Pater Min HaLavin, and you have a case where you could do it Beheta, but that still goes into the E, because it's for sure not Shchiach, the one Suma should marry another Sumas. And being that it's not Shchiach, that goes into Dilei Ketani, and therefore you can be Miyash of both of these kashas, the kasha of Suma and the kasha of Ambati. I'll pee this aside based on Rashi later on, that Dilei Ketani is because it's Lashchiach, and therefore any case which is not Shchiach would also have the Chisaron of the Dilei Ketani.